this year's Ice Harvest Festival at Hanford Mills Museum in East Meredith, New York, is Saturday, February 3rd. That's this Saturday, from 10 to 3. Well, what do they do? They use historic tools. Children and adults can walk out on the frozen mill pond to cut and maneuver blocks of ice. The ice blocks are pushed up a ramp and then loaded onto sleds, which are hauled to a traditional ice house. Ice harvesting will take place all day, and visitors also can take part in a variety of indoor and outdoor activities. Here to tell us more about the Hanford Mills Museum Harvest Festival is the museum's executive director and our dear friend, Liz Callahan. Liz, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Joe. Thank you for having me in today.
Well, it's always fun to have you in. I love talking about this with you. It's always an exciting time of year. So how is the harvest? How are things looking?
Things are great. We have 10 inches of nice, clear ice. So nice, strong, good harvesting ice. Mother Nature has been kind to our pond this year. As much as the rest of us have been freezing, the pond's been happy.
Yes. So there is work to be done. So what happens over the next couple of days getting ready for Saturday?
Well,
so
we're busy beavers getting ready for the next couple of days because we have two or three school groups coming out a day harvesting ice, getting things going.
Oh, good.
In the midst of all that, the staff is doing all the safety and site preparation work that we need to do, getting some barriers up and putting up all of our signs, because we expect over 1,000 folks to come out and help harvest ice on Saturday. And we'll score the ice. We've got some scored already, and we'll continue to score the ice. We'll have ice blocks that are approximately a foot square. Since we've got about 10 inches thick right now, we might make them about 11 by 11 on top. And then when people come out on Saturday, they will have this opportunity. They will not be forced to, but they will have the opportunity to help us cut a block of ice from the mill pond and even take the ice over to the ice house to be stored.
So when you say scoring, that is figuring out how big the block of ice is going to be.
That's right.
And so you mark it. And then, you know, I grew up, and I far be it from me to complain about my childhood. I had a beautiful, wonderful childhood. I had a mother and father who loved me dearly. At least that's what they told me. Now, but the point is that my mother would always, like, freaked out when I would go near the ice. Don't walk in the ice. You're gonna drown, and we'll never see you again. Now I've gotten over that fear. It won't keep me from going. Although I will have to tell you, that nagging mom is still there, saying, "Oh, by the way,
I'm the nagging mom too."
Okay.
And actually, we lived in Buffalo on a park, and we had a drowning in a creek behind our house. So I take it very seriously too, and not just because of that, but because safety is our first priority, period, exclamation point, at Hanford Mills, no matter what we do. We operate a historic site with saws and woodworking tools and grinding mills and steam power and an ice harvest. And we could not continue to do any of this if we didn't take safety very seriously. When it comes to ice harvesting, there are all kinds of traditional rules of thumb and more contemporary rules of thumb. For example, you can get on the DEC website and look at information about ice safety if you Google some very respected and trustworthy websites. Mm. And 4 inches will hold this, and 6 inches will hold that, and 8 inches will hold, you know, X, Y, and Z. We would not even let our volunteers out on the ice unless we had 8 good, strong, clear inches of ice. We control the access to the ice very carefully. We don't have a lot of folks out on the ice at one time, and each person out on the ice cutting ice is accompanied by a staff person or a very well-trained and well-seasoned volunteer. So we have some real clear safety guidelines when it comes to doing this, and it's our first priority.
And it's what you do, so obviously no concerns there. But just for a practical sense, when you go and you harvest, so you score it, you have it, you cut it, and then you take it out, then is that open water then?
It is open water.
Wow.
And so, you know, again, we control that that access very carefully. And we've opened up the mill pond already right now. So we have barricades and barriers to prevent people from going out on the ice. You know, we've had people come to us and say, what a beautiful mill pond. Why don't you allow skating? Well, we don't allow skating because once you start cutting the ice, you have unevenly frozen ice. And if somebody thinks, oh, it's nice and clear, I'll go and skate, but gets on a thin portion of the ice that froze over because we cut it open a week ago, that's not going to be good for anybody.
Now, give us a sense of how the museum got around to how this really is in your well, in your wheelhouse, but in your a part of who you are, of harvesting the ice.
We do at Hanford Mills what was done historically at Hanford Mills. During the spring, summer, and fall, that's milling processes, wood milling, grist milling. During the winter, a very important agricultural crop in central New York, in eastern New York, throughout the southern tier, everywhere around us, was ice. So historically, ice was harvested from Hanford Mills Pond, as it was from ponds, lakes, rivers throughout our region. There were huge ice harvesting operations along the Hudson, and if folks wanted to research ice harvesting around the Albany area, they could find some fascinating information.
When you get a block of ice, how big are the blocks of ice?
We would love a foot square block of ice. If the ice isn't that thick, we don't make it too awkwardly rectangular because it's harder to handle with ice tongs. So as I said, we might have blocks that are scored between 10 and 12 inches on the
right
top, and then we have about 10 inches of depth at this point.
Okay. And then you take it out, and then what are the kids actually doing? How are they, the students who are there, the kids will be there this weekend, they actually pick that up with the tongs? How does that
yes,
work?
Yes, but it doesn't get picked up hanging over open water. Let me illustrate this a little better. And there are some great YouTube videos out there. If anybody
okay
wants to see this happening, Google Hanford Mills Ice Harvest. We've got some great videos. Once the ice is broken from the field using the ice saws, the breaking bars, the various historic tools we have, the ice is pushed up the channel toward the land. And when it gets to where the water meets the land and hits the ice ramp, it's pushed up the ice ramp or pulled up, usually using a grapple of some sort. Once it's on dry land, on the ramp, ice tongs are used then to lift that about square foot block of ice onto a sled. Now, we've developed some mini bobsleds based on a traditional bobsled design, but something a child or two can mm-hmm pull on their own. So they then can take that block of ice down to the ice house themselves instead of loading it onto a big wagon that has to be pulled by horses, which we also have.
Nothing sounds more fun than this.
It
just sounds so much fun.
It's so engaging, so exhilarating.
Yeah.
What do you do on a winter day if you're not a big skier, or even if you are a big skier, or if you're not an ice skater or a snowboarder, or just for something different to do? You don't have opportunities to do something like this every day.
What do you do with the ice that's harvested?
We put it right in our ice house, which is based on a traditional design. There was a much larger ice house at Hanford Mills because this was part of their operations. But now we have a small one, and that is stored in the ice house until the summer. Spring, summer, and fall, we do food waste programs using that ice, showing people how ice was used for natural refrigeration. And we do specific events like our Independence Day celebration where we make ice cream for all of our visitors that day using ice we harvested from the mill pond. Another delicious byproduct of ice harvesting.
So how long can it stay in there without melting?
We have ice in the ice house right through the fall.
Really?
Yes, because we clean the ice house every fall after the site closes for the season, and there are still usually blocks buried in the sawdust in the ice house.
And there's no refrigeration.
No mechanics.
It's just what?
It's ventilation, insulation, and drainage. Those three very key components to building a good ice house historically. And believe me, it works. And anybody who comes out to the mill site in August on that hot summer day or after a nice hot summer in September or October can ask, is there ice in the ice house? And we can show you that there is.
That's fascinating. So we've been focusing on the fun. Let's talk a little bit about the education here, which is the very interesting and cool tools that are used to make all of this happen, which were very much a part of this operation and, of course, you know, have now been replaced by various forms of technology.
Right, exactly. We really take for granted the good old-fashioned ice saw, which looks like a crosscut saw without the handle on the other end. But we'll have kids out there this week, and the ice saws are bigger than they are, because normally an ice saw is 4 or 5 feet in length, because somebody is standing upright. And if you want to stand upright and you're a 6-foot-tall man, and this was generally done by men, and you have to reach down through a foot of ice or more, you need a saw that's 4, 5, 6 feet in length. And so we use ice saws. We use traditional scoring equipment, which looked almost like plows that somebody would use to plow furrows in a field, because people would take teams of horses out to the ice to score ice. We use breaking bars, which just sound like just like what they are. They're big, long, wrought iron bars with a chisel-like point on the end, which are used to kind of dig into those furrows made by the ice saws. And then the grapples, they look like big double hooks attached to ropes that are used to pull the ice out of the water. And I hope everybody's seen a set of ice tongs along the way.
Sure.
There are many different sizes, from smaller ones, which might have been used in markets or in more domestic situations, to very large ice tongs, but they look like torture devices, but they're not.
So with that picture in our head, what is it about the I'm just struck by the fact that once you take the ice, you harvest the ice, you use these various tools, how long, say, from, I guess I'm interested in the cutting, once it's scored to the point of putting it, getting it to the land, how long does that take?
It can go very quickly. You know, with our event, it's a somewhat slow motion process.
Okay.
Because we want the safety to be the first priority.
Sure.
But we show, during the event, historic ice cutting films, and they're almost like watching Three Stooges films, because it's not just the speed of the film, but when you're talking,
right, yeah, right.
Not quite that, but when you're talking about an industrial ice harvesting operation or any kind of a community operation where they were trying to beat the weather, get a lot done, people are sawing pretty fast. Things are moving pretty quickly up the channel, and there's a kind of a whole rotation that goes on pretty quickly. I would say to cut a block of ice, to move it up the channel, and to get it on the wagon, less than 5 minutes. And even at ice harvest, it doesn't take much more than that. We just don't take it at a real breakneck speed.
Sure.
And it depends on who's cutting the ice. Somebody who's, you know, physically fit and does this because they want to get it done is going to cut it faster, and it's going to move along faster. And then the distance to our ice house is a 2 to 3 minute walk. So it really, you know, a block of ice from pond to ice house can happen in much less than 10 minutes.
Have you ever had, I assume the answer to this is yes, but have you ever had, because you've been on regularly over the years, we've had you on for years now, has there ever been a point where the ice hasn't cooperated?
We have. We've had a couple of years ago, we had a year when we were not able to allow our visitors to harvest ice, but demonstrated. We had a few staff people out harvesting ice, and we're watching the conditions very carefully. And there have been one or two years in the history of our ice harvest we would call an ice famine, which was the traditional name for it, believe it or not,
famine.
Joe. A historic name for the lack of enough ice to harvest is an ice famine. And that was really devastating to a rural community that relied upon this very important crop to store agricultural products in the spring, summer, and fall. We are always prepared to interpret the ice famine and what happened and why, and how ice might not have been harvested in a year, and how that would have impacted the agricultural economy. But we have not had many of those, and have only had a few times in the 29 years Hanford Mills has been doing this, when we couldn't allow visitors to help harvest ice.
Do you have records that go back years and years into when it was an active mill as to the years that there was a famine or not?
We do have some really great diary entries talking about just that, the quality of the ice, the ability to harvest ice. But they had very few years when they faced ice famines because they didn't do what we do. We pick a date. We always say it's going to be the first Saturday
in
February.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Now, think about the winter we've had.
Yeah.
We could have harvested ice the first Saturday in January.
That's right.
Had a great crop of ice. That's what would have happened in East Meredith.
That's a lot of sense.
We've got a foot of ice. Let's get it off the pond. Tomorrow, we're going to go down to the Roberts Pond and get their foot of ice off. Everybody's going to come together and work together, and we're going to get these ponds cleared.
Well, you're going to be in action from 10 until 3 this Saturday, February 3rd. It's at the Ice Harvest Festival at Hanford Mills Museum in East Meredith, New York. And that is near?
Near Oneonta.
So you're out
near
Oneonta-ish.
Stamford,
yep.
Near Delhi. And Joe, thank you for mentioning that, especially people coming from your listening area. They're probably coming down 88. We really encourage them to get off at exit 16, even though their GPS may encourage them to get off sooner. I encourage you to stay on state roads until you get to County Routes 10 and 12 in East Meredith, because sometimes the GPS likes to send people over some really scenic routes, which aren't always the easiest routes to travel during the winter.
Yeah, you don't want the ice harvest to be anticlimactic.
Right.
Okay, so this year's Ice Harvest Festival at Hanford Mills Museum in East Meredith is Saturday, February 3rd, 10 to 3. HanfordMills.org. We're out of time. But Liz, thank you very much for being with us. Liz Callahan, thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC Northeast Public Radio.